Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolesithathu mhlaka 4 kumfumfu 2017 nguntungameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
njalo lindoda lozethi tena kakhulu iqiniso lokuthi khona ipoison leyo wayidla ngaphi hayi kathi yena waqinelela khona lokho njalo kathi umuntu ngayethena hayi bakithi ngizile lapha intilana kayihambanga sokulicala kaqhamukaqomo njanga umuntu ukuthi khona ngozivala okwenze lokho.
So uqhamuke ukulwisana okukhulu phakathi kwabasekeli bakamongameli Mgabe, umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko lo mnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa.
Lapho kubhaliswa khona okwamanje abantu abakwazi sisi kahle ukuthi kumele benzeni njalo lokuthi into yakhona ihamba kanjani. Ngibona ngani kusweleka kakhulu into ekuthiwa yi-voter education.
Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho ithi isibhalise abantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lanhlanu i-25,000. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe sezivuse umhlonga zisola kakhulu inyathelo likahulumende elokuzama ukusebenzisa umthetho we-Cybercrime Act ophakathi kokubunjwa ukufakela abantu imigoqo ekukhulumisaneni ebulenjini. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ingxabangxoza esebandleni leZanu PF isifike kuzinga elibi kulandela imbiko kamnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko eyokuthi omunye wakhe umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa weyise umongameli Robert Mugabe ngokuthi wafakelwa ichefu ekudleni eze egule eGwanda kumaviki edluleyo. Khuluma esegweru ukumavika sanda kwedlula umongameli Mugabe watshela umhlangano weZanu PF ukuthi odokotela bakaMnangagwa bamtshela ukuthi uMnangagwa wayengaguliswanga ichefu njalo wayengadlanga ichefu. Kodwa ngomgqibelo uMnangagwa utshele isikhumbuzo sikamuyi unkosikazi Shubai Mawofa esenzelwe eMashingo ukuthi yena njengomawofa wafakelwa ichefu waphosa wafa. Umphoko uthe amazwi kaMnangagwa atshengisa ukuthi usefuna ukuyangisa uMgabe emphakathini. Umphoko nguye osaphethe isikhundla sikamongameli Robert Mugabe okwamanje ngoba umongameli Mugabe eseSouth Africa. Sixoxele encwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Maxim Kandla yena othi uMnangagwa kumele azisukele esikhundleni hatshi ukumelela ukuxotshwa njengokwenziwa unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru.
So lathi sithi kaphume egcikini ngoba wadlala fana undoda lawana wasezama ukwakha njengomuntu omdala ukuthi yena kadlanga lutho kazengedli lama-ice cream lawo. Hayi umkhuhlane nje wayesakha njengomuntu omdala uthi kungabi lodlakile. So lathi khona lapha sithi thina hayi kaphumele egcekeni ethena hayi ngadla laphana njalo engameleli ukusuka laphana seqotha njengobomjuru arizayini ethe angisakufuni lokho. Abantu baza uzaphume elesithunzi laphana abantu bembuki kunalokho ukuthi khona ephume seqotha ngoba i-reshuffle leza kuyaleyo vele uyahamba ngekhona bamxotha. Njalo lundoda losesithi yena kakhulu iqiniso lokuthi khona ipoison leyo wayidla ngaphi hayi kathi yena waqinelela khona lokho njalo kathi umuntu ngayethena hayi bakithi ngizile laphana intilana kayihambanga kuhle sokulicala kaqhamukaqomo njangomuntu ukuthi khona ngozivala okwenze lokho. Kodwa-ke iqiniso elikhona ukuthi lwana umuntu uziwafilele e-South Africa, which is a fact.
Nxa ukhangele okwenzakala kubandla leZanu PF kungabangela na ukuthi ibandla leli lidabuke phakathi njengalokho esekubone kwenza amanye amabandla?
leli libandla elizadabuka sibili phakathi okuzwayo ngobana umnyangagwa umuntu osebemkhangelile amacala njengokuthi khona izaphu kwathiwa khona balezikhali balalokhu kwakuyimzoriya kwathiwa khona ulamabutho akhe eselimpopu kwabuyisitholo kwakhulunywa ngakhona lokhu kwabuyithwangelayo kwathiwa khona uBenny Manashe befuna ukumbulala usele ani ngulamacala balamanga laba bantu laba amakhesi kamnyangagwa yiwaphi lakade bewagcinile insuku zonke lezi kutho ukuthi bonke vele banamacala intuthi ngele gograwund lalo licala esizalivumbulula thina ngobana bona kabafuna ukuthi khona likhulunywe ngakho ngakho thina sizakukhuluma kuphela ngakho kuzokuza khona lokhu kuxabana kwabo khona lokhu umnyangagwa uzasuka laphana esekelwe ngama-overtrains lamanye ama-provinces automatically yabo somtshengisa ukuthi khona iyabe ihlephukile izane ukuhlephuka kwayo khona laphana undodalwane uzaba labantu phakathi ku-army abazabe bemsekela ayiseyo yonke i-army ezakuthi hhayi asimsekeli.
Umnumzana Maxi Mkandla ucubungula ezombusazwe ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Ikomishini ebona ngokuqutsha kokhetho ithi isibhalise abantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lanhlanu i-25,000 kuluhlu lwabantu abazavota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ekhuluma le Studio 7 umgcinisihlalo weZimbabwe Electoral Commission uNkosikazi Rita Makarau uveze njalo ukuthi sebencediswe lugatsha lwe-United Nations Development Programme i-UNDP ukudinga isiphala sokugcinela yonke imininingwana ephathelane lokhetho iseva ngesiNgisi.
Parizino tanyoresa vanhu vanokwana 25,000.
Okwamanje sesibhalise abantu abangaba zinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lanhlanu 25,000. Yiyo embiko esesiyitholile ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo bangu-25,600. I-UNDP ithi isisitholele iseva entsha ezafika elizweni kumaviki amabili alandelayo.
Izek ithi izaqala ukubhalisa umuntu wonke okugoqela uZulu emaphandleni ngeviki ezayo ngolwesibili ngemva kokuthola imitshina ebiyimelele. Sixhume umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeShalom Trust umnumzana Angliston Spanda sambuza ukuthi luhamba njani uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu kwamanje endaweni ezijiyeneyo.
Lapho okubhaliswa khona okwamanje abantu kabakwazi sisi kahle kahle ukuthi kumele benzeni njalo lokuthi into yakhona ihamba kanjani. Ngibona ngani kusweleka kakhulu into ekuthiwa yi-voter education iyafilela kakhulu lathi ama-NGOs akade sisesizosayithi ebesizama ukuthi sibhalise ukuthi siphiwe imvumo yokwenza i-voter education abanye besingamahlanganiso ezinye bezingelamali kanti njalo lesono siyangikhona nje yokuwakhredita ibingani iyabayadondadonda kuyadileya kuyaphuza. So-ke abantu kade kungabi ne-excitement kangako esingathi ngumdladla ngeprocess yakhona. So asazi njengoba bezavula next week ukuthi kuzaba njani, sizabona, sizabe si-observe, silandela, sibone ukuthi kuzahamba kanjani.
Ayikaqalisi la namhlanje iZEC ukumemezela emaphephandabeni lasemisakazweni.
Wakhona kawufiki kahle kahle ebantwini kukhona nyana kodwa-ke singakhohlwa phela ukuthi angaze bamemezele ku-ZTV. Abantu abaningi eZimbabwe kabavele kabasayibukeli i-ZTV ngendaba esizaziyo nje zokuthi amaprogramu akhona abantu abawathandi. Kade sicabanga ukuthi bazagcwala basabalale benze imikhankaso endaweni eziningi ngoba amaphepha ayadula. Abantu abaningi ngomkhonomo okhona idola i-newspaper idola imali eningi kakhulu. Abantu abaningi abenelisa ukuthenga i-newspaper. So besicabangela ukuthi bazahamba basebenze lathi inhlanganiso ezimeleyo senzeni nomkhankaso omkhulu sendawonye ukuthi abantu bahambe belegesi. Kodwa sicabangela ukuthi enxesikhweze sithole sesinuka santungwane ukuthi enxe mhlawumbe kuvele kule njongo ngoba sibone abebangeli ukuthi sabezana u-PF bethi bona kangani abafuni ukuzihlupha nje kangako ngali iprocess ngoba kukhangani kona kukhona kule indlela asebenzile already. So kusenza sicele sesibona ngani kunukwa santungwane kodwa besingathandi ukuthi sesicabangelane kanjalo besathanda ukuthi senzeni into lesibambisane ndawonye njengesizwe seZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Angliston Isibanda ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeShalom Trust sixoxela ekobulawayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe sezivuse umhlonga zisola inyathelo likahulumende lokufuna ukusebenzisa umthetho we-Cybercrime Act ophakathi kokubunjwa okwamanje ozafakela uzulu imigoqo ekusebenziseni indlela zakulezi insuku zokukhulumisana ezebulenjini la kubomakhalekhukhwini. Lokhu kulandela imbiko kamphathintambo wendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Ignatius Chombo ngeviki edluleyo. Yena othe abazatholakala besebenzisa inkundla ezobulembu lezi nganxele bazabotshwa. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Uzulu weZimbabwe usesebenzisa indlela ezehlukeneyo zokukhulumisana ezigoqela ezebulenjini be-internet lakubomakhala ekhukhwini ekwenzeni ingqe yini kusukela ekuhambiseni imibiko kwezamabhizimusi ukuzijabulisa lokwenza okungekho emthethweni. Kodwa uhulumende weZimbabwe uphakathi kokupheka umthetho wokunqanda abasebenzisa ubulembu ngendlela ayithi iphazamisa inhlalakahle elizweni. Imbiko kaChombo ithiye abantu bethukuthele bethi amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso angahluthunwa imithetho engacaciyo ngoba isisekelo sombuso sibapha lawo malungelo. Unkosikazi Sikhululekile Moyo kaWard 17 kobulawayo uthe uChombo kayeke ukubethusela ethi imithetho isibancindezela njalo ibaphilisa nzima.
Ngizubuhlungu kakhulu ngendlela uChombo abeka ngayo le government yethu yaseZimbabwe ukusethusela lokusincindezela thina njengabomama. Kuba nzima ukuthi siziphakamise ngoba kusuka omama bese besesaba ukuthi ngasebenzisa lokhu kuWhatsApp ngizabotshwa ngingayenza lokhu.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Thomas Sithole uthe inkulumo kaChombo ibuyisela muva intuthuko ekhona ezweni kwezamalungelo.
Lokho kukhulunywa ngoChombo sibona ngani kubisele muva amalungelo oluntu. Sikhangela kakhulu isekelo sombuso esitsha lapha izizalwane zeZimbabwe ekumele zikhulume khona zikhululekile zingayisabi lokho esikuthi ngesiNgisi freedom of expression.
Isikhulumi sebandla lezaphu uIphithule Maphosa uthe kusobala ukuba umbuso kaMgabe ngoncindezelo.
UChombo uyatshengisela sobala ukuthi umbuso wabo loMgabe ngoncindezelo. Nampo sebethatha amalungelo abantu esithi freedom of expression besebenzisa indlela zokwethusela abantu. Asivumelani lakho njalo kumele becabangisise bebekwazi ukuthi babusa abantu hayi isidoli nje abamele batshele into zokwenza.
Obona ngezokusakaza lobulembu emisa Zimbabwe unkosikazi Kholiwe Nyoni Majama uthe sebephume lohlelo WhatsApp lapho intatheli izindaba ezithi zingabotshwa kumbe zihlukuluzwe nguhulumende loZulu batshaye ucingo okungelambadalo bebasize.
Imisa Zimbabwe ayisiqalisanga lamhla ukusebenza lama journalist. Sivele sile project kumbe iprogram yethu esithi Media Defense Fund ekhangelele ukuthi yabincedisa intatheli izindaba nxa zisebenza ungathola ukuthi kube lokulwa kumbe ubotshiwe ngokutholakele endaweni okulomsindo botshiwe. So sithe kungcono sibe le toll free number, inamba yokuthi uyachayela emisa ungadingi airtime. Inamba zakhona zithi 0778443 7338. Ngiyaphinda njalo 0784433738.
Ethi ngemva kwalokho uma intatheli izindaba zibotshwa bahle bangene kuhlelo lokudingelwa igqwetha lokubamela bebona njalo ukuba imuli igcinekile.
Ngezehlakalo ezibekhona ama-demonstration abekhona kube kutholakala ukuthi ama journalist alakho ukuhlanganiswa labantu ngoba amapolice ayabengabona ukuthi ngama journalist uyabo uzathola ukuthi ngathethi singiselela ukhetho luka 2018 sesiqalisile ukwenza ama safety and security training workshop ukuthi ama journalist engazivikela njani.
Imisa Zimbabwe iphinde yakhupha imibiko isola uhulumende bethi uChombo kayisuye wakuqala ukukhupha imibiko elakho ukwephula isisekelo sombuso bethi umphathintambo uPatrick Chinamasa, uSamuel Undenge, uMike Bima loChris Mushowe ngabanye labo abakhuphe imibiko eyephula isisekelo sombuso uma kusiza kudaba lwebulenjini okuluku Facebook, iWhatsApp, iTwitter lezinye ezehlukeneyo. Imisa Zimbabwe ithe kukhona okuchaya amanzi kuhulumende osembusweni ngoba inkulumo zabo zonke zephula usahluko 61 lo 62 wesisekelo sombuso bethi lokhu kujonge ukwenqaba ukukhululeka kukaZulu lentatheli izindaba ekusebenziseni ubulembu bekhuluma ngezomnotho lezombangazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 yokubulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Live talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe sikhangela ubudlelwano kwezamabhizimusi lakwezombusazwe obukhona phakathi kweZimbabwe leSouth Africa. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wethekelele idolobho leLas Vegas lapho okudutshulwe khona abantu phosa abangamashumi ayisithupha kwafa bafa njalo kwalimala bedlula amakhulu amahlanu ngomunye undoda emkhosini womculo weCountry Music. Umthetho ndaba wakweletheki lamhlanje ugwebe abantu abangamashumi amathathu lane 34 ukuhlala ejele okwempilo yabo yonke ngemva kokufunyanwa belecala lokuzama ukugenqula lokubulala umongameli Erdogan embusweni. Iningi labo yiziphathamandla ezazi kubutho ngaleso sikhathi. Isikhathi sokuchisa kwelebhilitane siya sisobela njalo umqando usuqoqoda osokukhomba ukuphela kwezikhathi ezimnandi zamawoso ezenzakala maviki wonke ngesonto kulelo lizwe. Ngesikhathi sokuchisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezigoqela abadala, abatsha labantwana zihlangana maviki wonke emadolobheni achiyeneyo kuwoswa, kuchiswa inyama, kudliwa, kujajulwa, abantu bechaya imiculo ehlukeneyo yezwekazi leAfrika. UEzra Chisa Spanda weStudio 7 wethekelele ezinye zalezi ndawo ezibizwa ngokuthi kusemawosweni wasethulela lolu daba.
Ngesikhathi sokuchisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eNgilandi zihlanganela ndawonye emadolobheni ezihlala kuwe zichisa inyama zixoxa ngento ezijiyeneyo kuhlanganiselayo kwenzakala ekhaya eZimbabwe, ezomnotho, imisebenzi kunye lenhlalakahle yazo kwelebhilitane. Isikhathi somqando sitsho kuphela kwakho konke lokho ngoba lezi ndawo zokuhlanganela ziyavalwa size ziyevulwa ngomnyaka ozayo ngesikhathi sokuchisa njalo. Limpela sonto yakuqala kukaMfumfu ibingeyokugcina kuwosa lonyaka njalo abantu abaningi bakhala ngesizungu abazabalaso ngesikhathi somqando. Unkosazana Nonhlanhla Ndlovu obehamba lemuli yakhe ungomunye obesemawoseni awephamzwimbo edolobheni leSlough.
Hayo nasibonile isama sibili nansiyana kodwa isicholobela kodwa kungasenane sikholisile kusiphila ithuba lokuthi ke siphume labantu abethu siye kwejisa labangane lezihlobo.
Omunye olendawo yamawoso eBirmingham ohlanela khona amaZimbabwe ukuthiwa ekhaya umnonzana Anele Xaba uthi uZulu ukholisile uthunqiza indudu ukuvala amawoso alonyaka sokusitsho ukuba ubunandi buphelile.
Ubunandi dunya finish, siyabonga msakazi isama eish. Hayi aphele elizweni lika Queen sesilinde sona isnow sakhona lesi mayibabo. Kodwa ke kungasenani
sikholisile.
Sikholisile bafethu. Liziphathe kahle, lizigcine kahle, sihlangane next summer again. Hayi okwamanje e-UK lapha sokushikishwa madoda. Sesishikishela nje ukuthi next summer sibe mnandi, sikholise njalo njengalokho ukukholise ukwenzileyo manje. Kuyabongeka bafethu, liziphathe kahle, siyabonga.
Unkosazana Dorothy Moyo laye obewosa inyama elithi Sunday barbecue labangani bakhe, yena uthi baphume ngobuningi ukuthi bayewosa ukugcina bavalelise isikhathi sokuchisa.
Ya, sikholisile sibili, sesizaza sikuboneke umnyaka ozayo, sibonge nje laba basoselayo, hayi bekukuhle.
Yebo kambe, uZulu uyazithanda indawo lezo ohlanganela kudliwa, kodwa kukhona abasolayo ngokwenzakala kulezi ndawo. Mnumzana Dingilizwe Fuzwayo owaziwa ngokuthi ngubra Buddhas uthi kuhle ukuba nendawo zokukholisa abantu bendawonye kodwa endaweni lezi kulonyeyo kakhulu osokudilize imizi eminingi.
Siyake siphumule ukunyeyana okusemaphathini lapha lokuqalisa ubuzanka babantu. Hayi UK man, but hayi khona sikholisile imizi ichithekile, abanye bathola imizi khona phana kodwa hayi sesiyangena emqandweni sesibuyele emashiftini sokusetshenzwa futhi njalo. Ubunandi sasebubona khona next year.
Indawo zamawoso kwelengilandi zenziwa ngesikhathi sokuthisa kuphela. Lapho ilanga elichisa likhiphe inhlanzi emanzini. Yiso isikhathi izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphuma ngokuningi. Zisiyahlanganela ndawonye zichitha isizungu. Ziqolotha, zijabula, kuxoxwa, kuxokozelwa, kudliwa njalo kugidwa. Yiso isikhathi esibakhumbuza ekhaya. Nanku ngokuqala kwenyanga kaMfumfu umqando sisithi qoki manini kancane. Ngimele iStudio 7 eLondon, ngingu-Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Esigabeni sezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje silonkosazana Pinky Makeleni. Unkosazana Makeleni usele minyaka edlula elitshumi lasikhombisa ehlala eMelika. Wazalelwa eZimbabwe njalo wakhulela khona. Kunxoxo ayenzelo Praxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uMakeleni uthi sowaqalisa uhlelo lokuthungela amakhosikazi iziketi ezinde zokugqoka lapho besiya ecaweni alubiza ngokuthi yi-skirt ministry.
Sanibona, igama lam ndingu-Pink Makeleni. Ndizalelwe eZimbabwe, ndaye esikolweni eZimbabwe. Ndazi eAmerica ngo-1999. Ndafika ndafumana umsebenzi, ndasebenza.
Kuyini okwenzakalayo ukuthi uqalise ukusebenza lo Teresa Dango?
Kulo nyaka ophelile mna nosisi wam uTeresa. UTeresa ndidibane naye ngoDisemba ka-2016. I think within a space yenyanga ezingu-6, we became very close. Kwathi ngenye imini sihleli siza kuya ecaweni kusasa. Wathi yena, ndinelapha endlini and kunomshini, ndifuna ukunxiba something special ngomso. So sathathela lapho salisika sathunga isiketi. Eso siketi sasisihle, hands down. So saye ecaweni, sisecaweni abantu bamnika so many compliments ngeso siketi. So when we came back home, wathi yena, uyazi ukuthi sinako ukuthenga amanye amalapho sithunga isiketi and turn this into a business. Sathi masike sizame, sathenga amalapho, saqala ukuthunga impahla. And impahla ezininzi esizithungileyo bezize zakhe.
Yeah, bezizam.
Kuye beyimode yakhona. So bemodela zonke izisiketi nelokhwe besizithunga neqhiya zakhona.
Uze ibe ibhizimusi laselisenzani?
Because she's a businesswoman. Was set up a website, theskirtministry.com. So kulapho bese advertise khona zonke izinto esizithungayo. Safumana ukuthi abantu abaninzi bayazithanda izimpahla esizithungayo.
kungani liqonga izikete ezinjalo
ingqondo yethu ibe ukuthi sifuna abantu nxa besiya ecaweni noba apha baya khona abantu bazama ukunxiba izinto ezidecent impahla nxa sizithunga sithunga either wena uzosixelela ukuba ufuna ukuthi sithunge ngelapho lakho na nokuthi sithunge ngelethu and usinika ama measurements wakho and we'll do a good job about that.
Litholakala ngapi nxa abantu belidinga?
So sine website ethi www.theskirtministry.com. Sine Facebook page ethi Kente Skirts, Head Wraps and Scarves. Sinayo futhi ku Instagram with the same name. So silindele ukuba nina nisithumela ama orders sinithungela impahla and you can also reach us ku phone number 646-249-8669.
Ngizwe lapha ukhuluma usithi ingxenye yemali kumbe inzuzo eliyitholayo ekuthungeni lokuthengisa izikethi lezi liyayibisela emphakathini ukuze iyenceda abenhlanganiso eyasungulwa nguTeresa Dangwa eyeDangwa Initiative inceda intandane. Ingxenye ngaba isilinganiso sokungamashumi amabili lanhlanu ekhulwini 25% eyama profits. Yini ke iDangwa Initiative leyo?
iDangwa Initiative, for those maybe who don't know what ukuthi yani iDangwa Initiative, ifundisa abantwana abane AIDS, abantwana abafelwe ngabazali because of AIDS, nabantwana abacelwa ngogogo because of AIDS.
Unkosazana Pinky Makeleni ungwasungula uhlelo lweSkirt Ministry ubexoxa lo Praxedis Jeremiah we Studio 7. Selikuzwile ukuthi uhulumende uzama ukulifakela imigoqo kundlela elikhulumisana ngazo enkundleni zobulembu la kubomakhalekhukhwini. Kambe lithini ngalokhu? Asizweni unkosazana Noma Mlalazi usakhile lilinelo unkosazana Maureen Moyo bexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
I-social media ngathi inoncedo ibuye ingabi noncedo ekutheni ene yindlela lapho esikhipha khona imizwa yethu ukuthi sifila kanjani ngengodaba oluthize la esihlala khona endaweni zethu lapho esihlala khona. Ibuye ibe yinto enhle ukuthini uzosho wona ukuthi mina ngicabanga ukuthi into enje yenziwa kanje kumele yenzeke kanje. Asiyitholi iplatform kakhulukazi eZimbabwe, asiyitholi iplatform la singakwazi ukukhuluma khona sikhiphe into imizwa esiyifila ngaphakathi. So, at the same time iyaqala ukuthi uqala umsindo ungakhuluma kahle ngento abantu umuntu empathy kahle selicabene ke khona lapha kulokuzwana kulokungazani ku Facebook.
Yes, sibone ke ukuthi silobani silomama ke usakhileleli ne uMadube.
Uhulumende mina ngiboneka ngithiwa kule ntaye savayo ngoba abantu eZimbabwe generally they are afraid of saying ama views abo ngendlela ilizwe libuswa ngayo, but umuntu maye kufoni yakhe ku Facebook ikho lapha kwafika express ama feelings akhe ngendlela into eziphathwa ngayo, so yindlela engibona ngayo.
Ye, so ke khona ukukhuluma nguhulumende ukuthi i-social media kayenzi kuhle. Kungabe kuthi abantu bayesaba ukuthi bakhulume abakufisa, kodwa ku-social media bakhuluma konke. Okunye kwangikhona Madube akuyangisi yini?
Ekuthukeni sibili umuntu wenhlamba vele kazangabe bayisho emphakathini ngoba awuyekuthuka umongameli. Yes, ngabe izinto abengazenzi ukuthi asiyali emphakathini, but you cannot insult someone who is 90 plus.
So ke ngizokuthiwa ke sesilo Maureen Moyo usicingweni.
Cabanga ukuthi i-social media yona it's a easy way of communicating, ne? But the thing is ukuthi abantu sebeyi-abuser, they are misusing it, yayibona? And then ifana like even journalists, whatever, they do put propaganda ku-social media. And then like uthola ukuthi umuntu ugcikela isithunzi somunye umuntu phansi nge-propaganda and umuntu leyo information efakwa lapho akayazi. I think if i-social media like journalists, if they can be monitored before bafake izinto ku-social media, yayibona into enjalo?
Unkosazana Maureen Moyo usakhilele linelo Noma Mlalazi velo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7. Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Sokuqhamuke ukulisana okukhulu phakathi kwabasekeli bakamongameli Robert Mugabe, umnumzana Phelekezela Mphokolo, umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa. Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi sibhalise abantu abazinkulungwane ezingama-25,000 i-25,000. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje mthwakazo muhle olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.